I'm Jeff Eisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking with Deaconess Christy Hansard, the mental health case manager, as well as the parish nurse coordinator from the Michigan District. And Christy, great to have you back on the podcast. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so it's an appropriate time to have you back. Thanks, Christy.
Thank you for having me. I always look forward to May because we can focus on our mental health.
So, and when we got a chance to just talk off the air, in talking to you, you discussed everyone's talking about stress when it comes to mental health. And it's across basically all sections from family to work to relationship, financial, you name it, it's everywhere, right?
Yes, it's just infiltrating. I think now that people are meeting in person more and more, I think we thought that our schedules would be more manageable. And I'm wondering if we're back into the grind again.
So what are some of the good ways and best ways that we can cope and work to get rid of stress?
Well, if our goal is to get rid of stress, we'll never meet it. I think that there is healthy stress in our world and in our lives, and then there's unhealthy stress. And at the end of the day, we need to kind of assess ourselves and find out which category they fall into. For instance, you know, making a recording with you, some people might find that stressful. I, at the beginning, found that to be a stressful situation or event, and now not so much. So I think some stress can be good, and you want to get the word out about mental health, but maybe you need to be under a little bit of stress and do a podcast. Unhealthy stress would be that it's interfering with how you're living. So if you have stress, let's say emotional stress, and it is affecting you physically, so you're having actual physical symptoms based on that. If it's interfering with your work, if it's interfering with your vocational health, if it's starting to cost you money, that might affect you financially. So if we look at the wellness wheel or the whole person spiritual wheel, we can see that there's six different aspects, being a new creation, our baptism, right in the middle of all of it. But overall, having spiritual well-being surrounds that circle, surrounds that wheel, and it all kind of affects it, each area of our life.
So you mentioned that wellness wheel. Go ahead, break down. What are those six sections in the wellness wheel that we talk about?
Sure. Currently, the LCMS is looking at six different areas. Those are relational, emotional, physical, vocational, financial, and intellectual. If you go to our michigandistrict.org, we do have one from Concordia Plan Services. They have one very similar language, if not identical.
Okay. And you talk a lot about faithfully dealing with stress. What does that look like?
I think there is, we can, when we have these emotions, right, they can either become virtues or vices. And if they get dragged into sin, then definitely it is a vice. And we need to be able to understand that we may not be able to eliminate it and we don't do it perfectly. So if you find yourself going in that direction, it might be a good idea to reach out to somebody, maybe find some resources to help you with that specific stress. And then when we overcome it, right, then we can thank God that victory over this stress or this situation would glorify Him. But it all depends on where we're sitting with that and what direction we go in it. And we've got some good resources for stress and some other mental health issues, challenges, or diagnoses.
And assessing ourselves, that can't be easy, though, right? That's one of the things I think that many people struggle with.
Yeah, it could be at the beginning of your day. It could be at the end of your day. It could be a spot check, like an inventory, so to speak. How did that go? Communication has something to do with it. Let's say you and I had a very, not an angry, but maybe an uncomfortable conversation. And now I'm just carrying a lot of stress because of the next time I'm going to see you. So it may be about how to communicate. How do you talk through some of those difficult topics? It could be a situation where you need to take action on and maybe finding some counsel before you take action on it.
So we hear a lot about burnout, especially among church workers. How do we kind of understand, and this kind of goes with the assessing ourselves, and probably you touched on it just now, how do we know that we're kind of in the middle of that? Or maybe someone, a coworker or a friend, is right in the middle of that?
Well, burnout definitely destroys our joy. I think that when we start talking about work-life balance or family, that's difficult. Balance is difficult. It's a moving target. It's on a spectrum. It's not the same. It's not black and white. Something where your life work balance may look different than mine. So again, going back to that self-assessment, and there's lots of different ways that you can do that. We can use the Ten Commandments. We can look at our day. We can review it. There's other things that are out there that we can kind of assess ourselves with that, using the wholeness wheel, looking at each part of it. Maybe there's relational stress, but it's coming out emotionally or physically. And maybe we have physical symptoms of it, and we're not sure where they're coming from, and making those connections.
Not too long ago, I remember seeing something that said that work-life balance is kind of out of whack for so many pastors, so many church workers, where they're working upwards of 60 hours a week. How can we, because there's so many people that need that, our help, pastors, church workers, teachers, whoever it may be, how do we kind of understand that we need that work-life balance?
Yeah, it's imperative, right? We need to have a balance there. Otherwise, we're not going to be useful. So when we're not in balance, it can really distort. You're talking about 60 hours a week. I think that there has always been this unrealistic expectation of church workers, and that can go into other professions as well. But we want to help. We want to walk alongside our neighbors. We want to point them to Christ. We want to point them to restoration and what Christ has done for us. And that takes time. One of the joys that I found when I was in school was I learned how to manage my energy and not my time. So I don't like getting up at 5 a.m. to study or to read or do a task, but I find that I can get so much more done at that time. I used to be a night owl. That is not the case anymore. So understanding maybe where your sweet spot is as far as energy, and managing energy is so much easier. And if you kind of track what you're doing during the day, or the week, if you look at that, if you put it on paper, it's black and white, right? Then it's in front of you. And then you can kind of make those assessment judgments a little bit better. We're going to talk about that this weekend at the Office Personnel Conference. We're going to talk about burnout, communication, boundaries. They all kind of intertwined. It's hard. Sometimes you need to be an advocate for yourself. Sometimes you need someone to be an advocate for you. But I think if we fall away sometimes and we get very task orientated, especially with some of the jobs that we have in the church, but if we look at our purpose, if we pull back a little bit and look up, I think if we can see what the purpose is of that task or that job or that relationship or that communication, and that's when we can look at stuff and say, you know what, this isn't working. Let's why are we doing this? You know, asking the question. Nurses are really good. We have a rationale for everything. You ask a nurse why, and they'll give you a list. It's kind of how we think. It's called the nursing process. So rationale is huge in how we care for somebody. So maybe people can take a page out of our book and find out what their rationale is for what they do, and realize that maybe 60 hours is unrealistic. And it's not, you can't maintain that. That's where the burnout comes from.
Now, I want to circle back. You mentioned that you said some stress is beneficial. What stress is that? And go ahead and explain. Do you have some stress that you actually enjoy?
I don't know if I enjoy it, but if we didn't have stress as far as taking care of something, if there is a task that needs to be done, I've got some stuff on my docket. I've got to-do lists. I have a tendency to do the ones that cause me the most stress, or people like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's going to cause me, you know, that's a stressful task or situation. Then they kind of put it off. So it can be useful because it can motivate us in a healthy way. Again, we can't eliminate it, but we can also use it to our advantage. There are some people that thrive on stress, and they're the 11th hour kind of person, and they do their best work in the 11th hour. I've done that a few times, and it's not pleasant, I would much rather be organized and plan things out. But not all stress is bad. Some of it, and you can't avoid it anyway. So it's being able to look at it and kind of use it. I think stress for people is different too. So I'm an old ER nurse, right? So if someone is passed out, that doesn't even jack up my heart rate at all, where somebody else would be losing their mind saying, oh my gosh, that was so stressful. But then there may be something that I find very stressful that you wouldn't. So you had mentioned before we were recording, you were talking about being on TV. And I was like, there's just no way. I mean, give me your best CPR situation. I'd much rather deal with that than be on TV. So there's just different kinds of stress.
So May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you are kind of going to be everywhere around the district, right? Office Personnel Conference, North and East, West Pastors Conference. I encourage anybody and everybody to come up to you and strike up a conversation, talk to you, get to know you if you don't already. So anything you want to talk about, I'm sure is pretty fair game, right?
Oh yeah, there's nothing. You can talk to me about anything. I think I was a hairdresser before I was a nurse. So I've been dealing with the public and their situations, and sometimes just sharing them is half the battle. You can cut it in half, right? A secret share. I think the best thing about this position though, is that between being a deaconess and an RN is that it's confidential. I wouldn't want to share that with anybody. So I have a desire not to share that. But sometimes people need that professional HIPAA or confidentiality to be able to feel safe, to be able to talk about these things. If you don't want to talk to me, we do have some other resources. You can go to, if you have Concordia Plan Services as your insurance, they are in the process. They just revamped their whole mental health resources and benefits. So check them out. I'm so pleased at what they've done. They've really worked hard because they care so much. Concordia Publishing House has some really good books specifically on stress. One of my favorite when I was feeling stressed is Grace Under Pressure. It was written by Christopher Kennedy. So that's a Concordia Publishing House resource. That's awesome. If you want to dive in a little more, there's Martin Luther on Mental Health, Practical Advice for Christians Today. And then, of course, my favorite, Heidi Gaiman, has Emotions and the Gospel. Any of these resources would be phenomenal if you don't want to, you know, talk to somebody. I think if you are in the position where you're the person that people are coming to, the one that I have not started to read that's on my list is called The Gift of Empathy. So that's a Stephen Ministries resource that I just got, and I can't wait to sit down with that and be able to show empathy for not only our church workers, right, but our parishioners and people in the community.
Ah, that's awesome. And don't forget, check out our show notes underneath the podcast. We'll have a list of all the things that Christy just mentioned, as well as contact information for Christy. So make sure you check that out there. Christy, it's been awesome. Great catching up with you, and always good to find out what's going on. How can we get our minds right? How can we get that mental health back to where it needs to be? So we absolutely appreciate you and your time.
Thank you so much. I think the most important thing that I've been remembering lately is that if we don't have mental health, we don't have health at all. So thank you.
Thanks, Christy. And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.